You're listening to Making Waves from NOAA's National Ocean Service. I'm Troy Kitch. We've got a couple of stories for you today. Stay tuned to learn how NOAA is planning to use tracking devices on marine mammals like seals and sea lions to better understand our ocean. And a new free app for your iPhone or Android device makes it easy and fun to help researchers track marine debris while you're out visiting the beach this summer. But first, we have a brief announcement about World Ocean Day coming up on June 8th. Do you have some great photos of our oceans and coasts you'd like to share on the National Ocean Service website? Things like sunsets over the water, marine life, ships delivering goods, underwater shots? Well, you can help us celebrate the beauty, mystery, and importance of the ocean by sending us your best photos. You can either post the images on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/usoceangov, that's all one word, usoceangov, or you can email them directly to us at nos.info@noaa.gov. Now, when submitting a photo, make sure you include the photographer's name and a short description of when and where the photo was taken and what's shown in the photo. We also ask that photos are at least 300 pixels wide so they're big enough for all of us to see. Now, before you submit your photo, here are a few rules to keep in mind. For the photos you submit, we ask that you ensure that you are the owner of the photo and you have the right to publish it. And by submitting a photo, you're giving us permission to use it on our website and for other purposes like other Ocean Service publications. Of course, we'll give you credit whenever we use any of your photos. And photos that are submitted without information on the photographer or a brief caption, well, we won't be able to include those. So please make sure you put that information in there. We'll post the best of the bunch on our website at oceanservice.noaa.gov on June 8th in honor of World Ocean Day. The deadline for submission is Friday, June 3rd. Our first story today is about NOAA's Integrated Ocean Observing System, called IOOS for short. This is a NOAA-led national partnership that ties together all of the different measurements and observations about our ocean collected by NOAA, other federal agencies, states, universities, and a whole host of other partners. The ocean's a big place, so it takes a big collective effort to get information about what's going on there. And it's no small task to weave together data from satellites, buoys, tide gauges, radar stations, underwater robots, and a bunch of other tools. But even with all of these tools, we still have many gaps in what we know about our oceans and coasts. But what if we could get a little help from some of the animals that live in the ocean? Well, that's the idea behind a clever new effort to make the most of collected ocean data from electronic tags attached to marine mammals like seals and sea lions. In March, scientists from IOOS and other federal, state, and academic institutions met in Santa Cruz, California, to establish a plan for integrating biological observations to the ocean observing system. The idea is simple. As the marine mammals swim around, their electronic tags will send back detailed information about the water they're swimming through. This will give researchers a better picture of what's going on in the ocean to improve things like weather predictions and tide and current models. And it could also help lead to a better understanding of how climate change is affecting our oceans and coasts. Scientists began to widely use marine animal tagging technology in the 1990s on tuna, sharks, sea turtles, seals, whales, salmon, squid, and a whole bunch of other creatures. Sensors track the animals over long distances for time periods ranging from a few days to more than a decade. And these sensors collect valuable data below the surface from remote places where conventional ocean sensing techniques won't work, or from areas of the ocean that are just too hard to get to. And one of the big challenges with incorporating this new source of ocean data for the Ocean Observing System is going to be better synchronizing many of the different tagging programs around the nation and to improve data sharing among all the ocean observing partners. IOOS is looking to standardize the recording of these data so that scientists can apply this information more broadly so it can be more useful. In the long run, the addition of biological data into a national system will mean easier access to this information for all scientists. And over time, more scientists using more of this ocean information will help to improve our ocean models and forecasts. Now, to be more specific, the addition of this data to IOOS will improve short-term marine and weather forecasts, as well as long-term climate predictions. And this data will also help scientists better understand how marine animals are moving with the flow of tides and currents, and how climate change is altering their migration patterns. Collection of biological data is expected to begin this fall. Check our show notes for links. Now, here's something that will come as no surprise to most of you. Our waterways are littered with trash. Plastic bags, cigarette butts, fishing nets, bottles, abandoned crab traps. The list is seemingly endless. This debris is bad for the environment, it harms wildlife, and it threatens human health and navigation. Now, you want to help clean up this trash? Well, there's an app for that. NOAA's Marine Debris Program and the University of Georgia have teamed up to create a new tool for your iPhone or Android device that makes it easy to help combat the marine debris problem. It's called the Marine Debris Tracker, and it's free and ready for download in the iTunes and Android mobile app stores. A version for the BlackBerry platform is in the works. The Marine Debris Tracker allows users to report and record the type and location of debris through GPS features pre-installed on smartphones. The data submitted is posted on a website that allows data to be viewed and downloaded for users to design plans to prevent marine debris. And we'll have a link to that site in our show notes so you can see what it looks like. The developers of the application hope that the Marine Debris Tracker tool will help officials make more informed decisions about how to reduce marine debris. For example, from supplying more waste management options like trash cans in key areas to providing recycling and disposal opportunities for fishing gear. They also hope that the tool will help reach more people to raise awareness about the marine debris problem. The new application is the first product of a new partnership called the Southeast Atlantic Marine Debris Initiative. Members of the initiative include the NOAA Marine Debris Program and a consortium of organizations in Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. The initiative aims to create collaborative regional strategies that address marine debris prevention, reduction, and mitigation. Again, check our show notes for links for more information about the new Marine Debris Tracker app, and go download it today. And that's all for today. If you have any questions about this week's podcast, about the National Ocean Service, or about our ocean, please send us a note. We're at nos.info@noaa.gov. And send us your ocean and coastal photos. You can send that to that email address I just gave you, or post it to our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/usoceangov. This is Making Waves from NOAA's National Ocean Service.